This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org. Here, a man repents for not immediately giving the tithe to God when he got his new job. He prays to put it right with God so that he can live a sin-free, happy life. He then asks God for help to pay the tithe.
Lord, I thank you for the special call of being true, addressed particularly to me. I confess that I must be true, O God, in everything, and especially with many. Lord, I commit myself again to be true in all the financial affairs. Thank you for opening my eyes more and more on how deep I must be true, O God. Lord, there are these two issues on which I am seeking for your will, and I pray that you'll make it clear for me so that it will be done exactly as you want it to be done. Lord, I confess that at any cost I will be true. True in all the details, true with many, in all the aspects. True to you and true to man, and true to the system, true to the government. True to everybody involved, no matter the cost, no matter what it will take me. I pray that you will protect my heart, O God. From any kind of seduction from the enemy, I pray that you protect my heart so that I will pursue the call of being true in all the details. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will also visit everybody, any brother here, any sister, and give each one the light from above about money, about truth in financial matters, so that many who have been blocked and who are not more growing because they are stealing, because they are being false with financial matters, will repent and start again to grow in you and with you, and start again to be able to receive revelation, so God. And so that many who are already on their way out of the church because of stealing, God, will stop running out of the relationship with you and come back to the normal relationship with you and come back to the church. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will do it. Do it here. Do it tonight. Do it at this convention. And deliver many from the curse, oh God, of being unfaithful, of lying in financial matters, lying to God and lying to men, and lying to the system. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Here, a woman thanks God for exposing her heart. She repents for not paying tithes and offerings since coming to the United States, and for not keeping good records to know if she paid everything. She has not been totally honest. She confesses, justifying not paying tithes. She promises to pay all the money back totally and prays for forgiveness. Here, a pastor repents for taking money from the missionary fund of the church that he was not supposed to take to pay his rent money. He stole $300 and has not put it back. He repents. He also agreed with his wife to give some money to some brethren, but never sent the money to them, though he has the money in his account now. He repents and promises to give the money to them. He also confesses he is careless in his accounts and doesn't know how much money should go to the church accounts. He asks for forgiveness and the grace to be careful. Here, a woman asks for forgiveness for lying and stealing to God. She tries to calculate tithes just so it's exact and doesn't give liberally. She states that even the job she has now, God gave to her, and asks for forgiveness. She says that when she does her calculations, she ends up stealing money. She asks for restoration and the removal of consequences.
The consequences cannot be removed until there has been compassion and radical restitutions. While there's been no confession forsaking and radical restitutions, the consequences must abide in fullness.
Seigneur, je te dis merci parce que tu m'as rappelé, Seigneur, quelque chose que j'avais complètement oublié, Seigneur. Je dois confesser que en 2006, je suis allée à une conférence organisée par Campus pour Christ à Toronto. Je devais payer 75$ pour le transport à un des dirigeants de Campus pour Christ. Et je confesse que j'ai pas payé les 75$ et puis je me rappelle que c'était volontaire de ma part que je voulais pas payer 75$ et je l'ai jamais payé. Et je demande à Dieu, Seigneur, je te demande de me pardonner, Seigneur, parce que j'ai volé. J'ai pas payé les 75$, Seigneur, et je te demande pardon, Seigneur, et accorde-moi la grâce et de restituer cet argent à John et Leslie. Seigneur, je te demande pardon, Seigneur, et je m'engage à restituer, Seigneur, complètement l'argent et même plus s'il le faut, Seigneur. Au nom de Jésus, amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we present ourselves today, Lord, before you. We, the church in America, Father, our pastor, our treasurer, every individual member, oh Lord, thank you for exposing us as we are, Lord, wicked in the heart, oh Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, forgive us, oh Lord, for choosing the American way of life. Oh Father, there is nothing like giving sacrificially to you. There is nothing like, oh Father, even small churches in poor country give more than us. Father, thank you for exposing us. You are truth. We are liars. Forgive us as individual. Forgive us when it was not even our burden to give with liberality to your work. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, have mercy when materialism, buying, is our way of life before you, oh Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, there is nothing in us like living like Jesus Christ. There is nothing in us like choosing to be poor, oh Lord. We are wicked in the heart. Today, you got us. Father, you are truth. We confess that, oh Father, what you are doing, you are truth. Forgive us. Credit card, buying, taking money, buying. Oh, Father, other churches are bleeding to give to the ministry, but we are very far of that way of thinking. It's not our way. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Oh, Father, heal us as individual. Heal our pastors. Heal all of us that are thief before you. Oh, Father, a church of thief we are. Forgive us. Oh Lord, visit us and change our heart, oh Lord, to be a new church in America, contributing, oh Lord, in the job, contributing in the world conquest, oh Father, financially. Even though we are the richer nation, we don't give according of our riches. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Heal us today so that we'll be a new church. Oh Father, I pray that individual will know, oh Father, growth in their giving, that we will give faithfully, that the ministry will be carried in our heart, that it will not be something very far of us. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, forgive us. Give us again a new beginning as individual, as churches, oh Father. Bring change in us, oh Father. Transform us. Forgive our sin. Oh Lord, we repent. Oh Father, have mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here, a woman prays in tongues, then asks for forgiveness for stealing. She confesses she is ready to pay back all of her bills. The bank in France she owes money to, including the interest to the last cent, as well as overdue rent money.
Señor Jesucristo, je viens te confesser, Señor, que l'année dernière, en 2007, Señor, j'ai sauté un mois pour ne pas payer ta dîme, Señor, en me justifiant, Señor, le décès de ma mère, Señor, et en me disant que j'avais tout dépensé. Señor, je m'engage, Señor, a payer 7 mois, Señor, de dîme, Señor. Et je m'engage à tout payer, Seigneur, et à regarder bien mon cahier, bien mes comptes, Seigneur, et à faire la restitution, parce que, à vrai dire, Seigneur, c'était la tricherie, c'était... Pardonne-moi pour cette tricherie, pardonne-moi pour être un voleur, Seigneur, je te demande pardon. Aie pitié de moi, Seigneur, et brise toute conséquence de ce péché, Seigneur. Je m'engage à faire la restitution et à tout payer. Au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we confront the authority of Mammon on the brethren. And we challenge the authority of Mammon on the brethren. And we break down the authority of Mammon on the hearts of the brethren. We break down the authority of Mammon on the hearts of the brethren. To liberate the brethren. To liberate the brethren, to liberate the brothers and the sisters. We confront the authority of Mammon on the hearts of the brethren. To liberate the hearts of the brethren. To liberate the hearts of the brothers and the sisters. So that they will see and see and see that they are being deceived. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we challenge the authority of Mammon on the hearts of the brethren. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against this activity of Mammon in the hearts, in the lives of the brethren, in the lives and the hearts of the sisters, to break this authority and bring the brethren to see that they are getting poorer and poorer and poorer by teaching God. Lord, we pray that there will be a turning point at this convention. Lord, we pray that a new generation of people will arise to challenge the authority of Mammon by giving to God. And drawing blessing on themselves. Lord, we pray that a new generation of people will arise to get out of the curses and draw blessings on themselves by giving to God. Faithfully. Amen.
Here, a woman repents for not paying the tithe for the last 4 weeks. She promises to pay it back and asks for forgiveness. Here, a man confesses that he has sent checks that his brothers in the Lord have told him have bounced. He repents and asks for mercy. He also prays for grace to pay back the money quickly. Here, a man confesses he has made a conscious decision to not pay back a student loan now. He repents. He promises to go back and pay the money back to the loan company. Here, a man repents for stretching his taxes. He asks for forgiveness and asks for God's help to be honest with his taxes.
Listen, we're not even dealing with the love of Mammon yet. We're dealing with a curse that comes from stealing. God's share. If a man tells you, if you've discovered that a man is a thief, has he believed? He has believed nothing. The thief has believed nothing. The thief has believed nothing. When a man steals from God, can he have eternal life? No. He has eternal death. The thief has eternal death. The thief has eternal death. My beloved, if you're a thief, you are going to the lake of fire. Where did the apostle thief Judas went? You are a preacher thief. That one was apostle thief. And went to the lake of fire. Unless you repent. Listen. There's a hardening of the heart that is final. After that, the devil takes your heart and hardens it permanently. And repentance is no longer possible. He said, and Pharaoh hardened his heart, 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 and Pharaoh hardened his heart. After that, he said, and God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Until he was destroyed. There is a fatal crossing. There is a fatal crossing. There is a fatal crossing. The point beyond which repentance is not possible. Is the Holy Spirit asking you to repent? Is the Holy Spirit asking you to repent? Is this love's final appeal to you? Is this love's final appeal to you? Let's go on our knees and intercede for those who are specially hardened and whom after tonight it will no longer be possible to repent. Cry out to God.
Here, there is about a 10-minute period of silence and quiet praying as people think and pray about the things that they have heard. We will cut to the end of this period for brevity's sake. Thank you.
Lord, I pray that you will forgive, oh God. You will visit all those who have cheated you concerning money. All those who have cheated you, oh God, we pray that you visit them. That you will not let them go hardened tonight, but that you will visit them and visit them in their hearts and convict them of sin, of stealing, God, and bring them to radical repentance and radical restitution, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will spare no one. Lord, we pray that you will abandon no one to himself, but that you will open the hearts and open the minds and bring your light in the heart of those who are concerned, oh God, and give them the opportunity to settle the issue with you and get out of the curse that they have drawn on themselves. Lord, I pray that you do it now. In your mercy, in your grace, make us the favor of visiting each one of us here and showing it clearly to each one of us, oh God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I pray in particular for the young believers who have started their Christian career by stealing from you. Lord, I pray that you convict them, and then you grant them the gift of repentance and of restitution, not so that they may start their Christian career on the right foot, Lord, and with the right premises. But because after someone has started stealing from you in the beginning of his Christian life, it's so difficult to go back afterwards. But I pray for those who have been in the Lord for many years, but maybe have not received this message and who are receiving it tonight, maybe for the first time. Lord, that they will repent and restitute, Lord, and start on the right foot. Lord, I pray for old believers who have been in the Lord for many years and have been stealing from you. Lord, I pray that you convict them tonight. Convict them tonight. Convict those who have not repented, Lord. Convict those who are hardening in their hearts. Lord, to open up, to confess, to repent, to restitute. Lord, to remove this curse upon themselves and upon their progeny. I beg you, Lord, do it tonight. Do it to all of us here tonight, Lord, so that no one will postpone it for tomorrow, or for Sunday, or for any day in the future. But that all of us, Lord, we seize this moment, Lord, as the last call, as the last opportunity to confess, to repent, and to restitute. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here, a man confesses that he has stolen from God by not tithing and not providing for his family as he should, although God has blessed him in his vocation. He prays that God will give him a burden until he amends the situation. He asks for forgiveness, and also asks God to soften the hearts of the other convention members so that they know the cost of not repenting and hardening their hearts. Here, a woman repents for being careless about how much money she gives to God and when she gives to God. She commits herself to pay God first in the month. She also thanks the Lord for reminding her to give to a certain ministry, and then asks the Lord to heal her of certain hurts.
Dear Heavenly Father, I'm here to repent for not having my heart open to come to this convention. And now it's so much joy in my heart for be able to repent for what I've been done and be able to confess and be humble enough to beg you and please you to forgive me. I just can't believe it. You gave everything for me, everything. But thank Lord to touch my heart and tell you have to come to this convention. Don't be so starving. Just come and enjoy. And I'm so happy for being here. It's so much joy and feel what you gave to me. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping my smiling for everything that I've been through here. And thank you for keeping me happy. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm so happy that you cannot imagine the joy that I am in my heart, that I have in my heart. I thank you for everything. I thank you for letting me grow on you. And thank you for your mercy. And I'm so humble and I'm so ashamed for not having the courage and denied that I don't want to come to this convention. I'm so sorry I did that. And thank you, Lord, for bringing me here. Thank you so much. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Here, a woman thanks God for the opportunity to repent. She confesses that she steals from God in time, and by putting God last in her life and not first. She asks for power to begin again in her relationship with God. Here, a woman talks about her Catholic background and how it has been an impediment in her relationship with God. She confesses that she has stolen from God's storehouse and asks for God's forgiveness. She asks that God would reveal every penny that she has ever taken from him in order to pay him back.
baby.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says that we are not to love the world and not to love the things that are in the world. That if anyone loved the world, love for the Father is not in him. Do you love the world? Love for the Father is not in you. You cannot love the Father and love the evil one. Are there any other sins in your life? Please take a sheet of paper. Can we have some sheets of paper? One of the elders in Yaounde, Bishop Joseph Gado, is a colossal man. He's transparent. One day he got home. The girl who worked for them had folded her hands, her sleep, folded her dress, folded the arms. They were bare, she was washing plates. And an immoral thought came into his heart. He immediately called his wife in the room and confess this thought to her. I was on retreat in Kolbisom, the other part of the city. He got into a car and drove across the city and came to me. And just banged the door and entered and fell before me weeping. I have thought an immoral thought. I have soiled the work. That's how he deals with immoral thoughts. He said one day, when they'll be showing the film of his life on a judgment seat. When they'll be showing the film of his life. He does not wipe his wife once, say, hey, so this is the crook I married. He said, when they'll be showing the film of his life on that day, he does not want the wife to see things she has never known and say, yeah, wow, this is the crook I married. Are you a crook? Mr. Crook. That kind of uprightness must create trouble for hell. There are men here whose wives do not know how they spend money. And there are women here who spend money and their husbands don't know. Just dark men, dark women. Dark men and dark women. The hymn writer says, perish, perish, policy and cunning. Perish all that fears the light. 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 Perish all that fear the light, fears the light. Perish all that fears the light. So much guile in your life. So much guile. The Holy Spirit cannot fill a life, a heart that is full of guile. Perish all that fears the light. You look so innocent, but you're a hardened crook. Your dear wife cannot know. But behind that simple exterior, inside is the depth of a swindler and crook. What is there between you and God that must be removed? Take the opportunity before God now and just confess your sin one after another. All that needs to be confessed. No one is going to read it. It's between you and God. But I want you to write it so that it will help you to be clear, to be specific. Has the paper gone around? God must have an empty heart so that he can fill it with the Holy Spirit. So confess all. Spell it all out. Go on, write. Start from the day you were born, if you can remember, and come up. Ask God to bring into your memory things that you have forgotten. Go to work. There are no major issues. There are no small issues. all things can lead to eternal separation from God. And Ananias and Sapphira did not, they just lied about money. And it was a sin unto death. You slander your boss. You slander your boss. Finish quickly.
At this point of the message, there is a 15-minute period of silence as people take time to write down those things they want to repent of. For the sake of this recording, we will now cut to the end of this period.